believe there's a consent agenda item as well.
Yes, sir. We have one consent agenda item.
In keeping with commission directions to staff, when we have a violation, we attempt to resolve those issues and come to an agreement on what the appropriate civil charge would be. In this case, we have received agreement from the parties involved. And this case involves Stingray Point Boat Works, LLC. In this case, they are requesting after-the-fact authorization to retain 170 square feet of newly constructed replacement pier and a 15-foot-long vinyl sheet pile wave screen. In addition, they're requesting authorization to install a 24-foot-long by 14-foot-wide floating dock and associated gangway at their facility along Broad Creek at 19047 General Parr Highway in the Deltaville area of Middlesex County. As I mentioned, in this case, the applicant and contractor both have agreed to a $2,000 civil charge in lieu of any further enforcement action to resolve the violation. And staff would be recommending approval of that, with acceptance of that civil charge to include a triple permit fee, in this case of $75 upon issuance of the permit. Just as background, in this case, Stingray Point Boat Works did submit an application to us to repair a wall in a boat slip, a retaining wall bulkhead in a boat slip adjacent to the natural waterway within Broad Creek. That work was going to be within a man-made keyhole slip. Staff acknowledged that that was a man-made area and no permit would be required. But when they got to do the work, they realized they needed to replace some pier facilities and the extension of the wave screen out into the waterway. And the Boat Works company and the contractor did that work without contacting staff or securing the proper permits to do that additional work. It's the kind of work that we think we could have permitted had we gone through the public interest review and allowed for it to be permitted before the work was done, but that did not happen. In this case, we feel like the contractor and company should have known that permits were required. They did get the permits and clarifications that no permit was required for the work in the boat basin, but they didn't secure the authorization for the additional work. In this case, there was very minimal environmental impact associated with the work. It's in keeping with other types of facilities and structures that are in Broad Creek and Middlesex County. So as a result, we concluded that the $2,000 civil charge was the appropriate amount in this situation, given the commission's civil charge matrix that's been adopted and approved for our use. So with that, we would recommend acceptance of that and approval of the additional work to occur at the facility.
Any questions from the commission? Anyone wish to hear from the Stingray Point folks or Haywood Marine? If not, matters before the commission. Let me open it up for public comment. If anybody in the audience has anything to say on this project, either pro or con, please approach the microphone. Seeing none, the matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
This might be a question for Tony. Has there been prior, after-the-fact permit requests either by the applicant or the contractor?
Not by Stingray Point Boat Works that I'm aware of, but there had been one previously for Haywood Marine. If you recall, we had a situation where they were involved in a dredging operation up on the Piankatank, a tributary of the Piankatank River. They did work that wasn't covered through the permit for that facility and double-handled some material, got their equipment stuck in the creek. I don't know if you remember that case or not. That happened about the same time this occurred. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure which was first at this point, but they were involved in that previous violation, and they paid a civil charge in that case as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission?
I will make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Close. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously.